A transformation is quietly taking place in rural Alaska and at Anchorage's Native Medical Campus. More and more of the health professionals are Alaska Native. For our series on Alaska Native education, KSKA's Len Anderson talked to one of the earliest, Ted Mala, who heads the Traditional Healing Clinic and Tribal Affairs Office at South Central Foundation in Anchorage.
Dr. Ted Mala quickly points out that despite several biographies on the internet, he is not the first Alaska Native medical doctor. That distinction belongs to Loretta Snyder, originally from Nome. But unlike Mala, she never came back to Alaska, leaving Mala a different first.
Much to my surprise, when I was doing my training at Old Native Hospital in 1975, to find out that I was the first male and the first one really to come home. So that was a surprise. And nothing's planned. You're just thrown into the gene pool and somehow twirled around, and you come out the other end not knowing what to expect, and that's what happened to me.
Mala's belief in happenstance started early with a series of abrupt, unforeseen changes to his life. His father, Ray Mala, was the first Native American Hollywood movie star. His mother was Russian, who in 1917 escaped the Bolshevik Revolution to save her life. When he was very young, the family traveled between California and Buckland, his father's Northwest Alaska home village. When Ted was six, his father died of mitral valve heart disease. His mother died a year later.
All of a sudden, I had no parents. I was out of boarding school and didn't really have anyone to look up to other than relatives that were very far away.
The boarding school was a Catholic military California facility run by direct from Ireland nuns. Despite his discomfort, Mala says he received a good education. Orderly work in a hospital led to a brief stint in nursing education, which transformed into medical school and a degree from Harvard. Back in Alaska, his curiosity about his mother's Russian homeland increased. That evolved into a medical interest in Northern Circumpolar Health.
When I was the director of the Institute for Circumpolar Health, which I started many years ago, I went around to the northern countries and lived and worked in Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Greenland, Norway, Canada, Russia, and of course Alaska.
Mala's group had to figure out a common approach to northern health concerns that crossed international boundaries.
The North was divided into four categories of people. One was Native peoples, indigenous peoples. Second was what we called short-term residents, people had just come to Alaska or to the North for a period maybe of under 7 years. Then we had long-term residents, and we had transient workers.
The Circumpolar Health Association then delved into various conditions affecting the four groups. They studied diseases, of course, but also the effect of no light, too much light, personal relationships, and even medical personnel situations unique to the far north. During some of that time, Mala also served as Commissioner of Health and Human Services during Wally Hickel's second term as governor. If his father's condition and death nudged Mala toward becoming a medical doctor, his family history of Native healers in the Kotzebue-Buckland area led him to the directorship of South Central Foundation's Traditional Healing Clinic. It's the totality of the Native healing process that captures Mala's enthusiasm.
You can't deny that the experience of these people sustained people way before any of these new technological wonders came about. And so there's a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom in there that treats not only the physical, but the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional. It treats the whole person, not just part of the person.
Patients at the Alaska Native Health Center can only go to the traditional healers if referred by their Western-trained doctors. As he did earlier between northern countries, Mala, with his own MD, is bridging the Western and traditional medical approaches. Mala sees his next task as another bridge, this time between his generation of doctors and healers and the young Alaska Natives just now choosing their life work. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.